This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Starting today, filmmakers and film lovers descend on Durham for the annual full-frame documentary film festival. Participants can feast their eyes on more than 100 films, listen to panel discussions, and partake of Durham's abundant southern hospitality. Full Frame is one of the only festivals dedicated to nonfiction films. It started in Durham 14 years ago. It has grown to international prominence. Deirdre Hodge is the festival's executive director. Sadie Tillery is director of programming, and they join me in the studio today. Welcome to both of you. Good to see you.
Thanks so much.
We're glad to be here.
It's good to have you here because I know it's a busy time, Deirdre. Give us a sense of the size and scope of the festival this year.
Well, in terms of size, I can tell you last year we had record attendance. We sold out 33 of our 101 screenings last year, and I believe we'll probably do something similar this year. And we sold out of our passes 2 weeks ahead of time this year. So I would say we're doing well. I know we also have record attendance among the filmmakers. I think Sadie can speak about that.
And when we talk about attendance, how many people attend the festival? What are we talking about here, roughly?
You know, that's a good question. Last year we distributed about 28,000 tickets, and we estimate that that ends up being between 7,000 and 10,000 people on site.
That's correct.
And in terms of the economy, do we know what this does for little old Durham?
Oh, yes. According to the Durham Convention and Visitors Bureau, we raise about $2 million in those 4 days alone, and they estimate that's about $55,000 in tax revenue, and that's about equal to what we get in grant money from the city. That's just in the 4 days. As you know, we do year-round programming now as well, so our economic impact is profound.
Tell us a little bit more about the year-round programming. What goes on the other 361 days?
Sure. Last summer, we began a summer series right here at American Tobacco. It was called Movies on the Lawn. Those were films centered around the environment and environmentalism and sustainability. We're going to return this summer, starting in mid-May, actually, and do music films, one each month of the summer, May through August. Then we, as last year, we're going to return to the National Museum, and we do the full-frame fix in the fall. And that's a wonderful opportunity for Sadie to program films that maybe didn't come to the festival, and Sadie, you could talk about films that maybe even got sold out, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. It's always great to have a second chance to show work in Durham.
So when do you do that? Tell us about those films. Are you talking about films that didn't make it into the festival or films that did and sold out and not everybody got to see?
Some of both. Some films that we screened and had, you know, big sellouts and wanted to screen again locally. And there are sometimes films that are premiering at another event just after Full Frame or for whatever reason the timing isn't right for the festival in April. So it's great to be able to share those with audiences as well.
Do you work with the schools at all in films?
We do. We just started two programs this year at the festival. There will be 6 Durham public high school teachers at the festival. That's free of charge due to a grant from GlaxoSmithKline. And they will be learning about using the documentary in the classroom. It's called Documentary Literacy. We're even paying for their substitute teachers. And they will get their educational credit for that. We always, as traditionally, our first screening of the festival, Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, is a free screening for the community. But many, many students attend that. And then lastly, we are doing a pilot project this summer, which is a documentary summer camp. And that's going to be at Southern High School, which is part of the East Durham Children's Initiative. And we're going to take a handful of kids, A Promise, and teach them documentary filmmaking.
So you're busy all year.
We're busy all year. And we come back to American Tobacco in the winter as well.
But particularly busy these next few days.
That's
Sadie,
right.
In the past, there have been big names at the film festival. Martin Scorsese comes to mind. What's up for this year?
Well, we have a great variety of work that we're screening over the 4 days. One of the things I love most about the festival is that we have the opportunity to show films that have had big success at other venues and also work that's premiering in Durham. So this year alone, we're very excited to premiere a new film from Kartemquin called A Good Man that focuses on Bill T. Jones, that screening on Sunday afternoon. And we also, on the flip side of that, have 2 of Sundance's big award winners. We're screening How to Die in Oregon, which won the U.S. Jury Prize there in January. And we're also screening Hell and Back Again, which won the World Prize. So there's a spectrum of work. Over the four days.
It seems like our documentary is different in that I'm just going to make this guess that big names, big celebrities aren't as necessary among documentary film goers. I mean, I don't associate the documentary. There's the Michael Moores of the world, obviously.
Right.
But I just named, I think, most of the big names that I associate with documentaries. I mean, is that why people come to documentary film festivals? Is that a requirement, do you think, when you're putting a thing like this together? How important is it?
Who is a big name really depends on who you're talking to. And what's so great about documentary these days is that more and more people are making films. You know, every year we offer an Emerging Artist Award, and I'm always struck by how many strong films we have that are made by first-time filmmakers. So I think the pool is growing larger and larger.
And that's kind of why, if you go back to helping classroom teachers use documentaries in the classroom, makes a lot of sense, because a lot of our life now is being documented that way, so much more.
I think so. I think there's a couple of things there. One is that the data shows that teachers use documentaries at times as a time to disengage from their classroom and not a time to actually have more conversation. Mm-hmm. I think the other part of that is, as we learn about non-traditional learners, that their lead systems are not necessarily the written word, but perhaps audio or visual. And so, you know, there are different ways to reach those students using a documentary.
And there's so much more of it that why not? I mean, the stuff is out there. And it's easier and easier to access. Sadie, give us an idea of what are the big films. What should we see this year besides all of them?
It's very hard for me to focus in and select just a few to talk about. But I think James Marsh is returning with a really special film. The title of that is Project NIMH. And you may remember James Marsh was the Academy Award winner with Man on Wire several years back. So we're very honored to screen that film. We're also screening a new film by Barbara Koppel, who's a name that many might recognize. The film is titled Gunfight and focuses on gun policy in the U.S. And a number of subjects from the film are coming for a panel conversation after. And in general, you know, we're not only exhibiting films, but also trying to extend the conversation after screening. So a number of our programs this year have panel conversations or subjects in attendance.
And there seems to be more of that this year than in past years. Am I right?
I think so. I mean, I think the word is getting out that Durham is a great place to come show your movie, and more filmmakers are coming down to join us for the 4 days and inviting those individuals featured in their films to come down as well.
And the panel discussions as well. I mean, hopefully that's what happens with the documentaries, that people go home and talk about things. So why not use the festival as the venue to begin the conversation?
Absolutely.
We actually have a new venue this year devoted just to conversations. It's sponsored by A&E Indie Films, who's one of our larger sponsors, and it's called the A&E Indie Film Speakeasy. And, you know, Sadie has wisely programmed that so you don't have to come with a ticket. It's free, and it's between bands of films. It's an hour-long discussion with some of the biggest, most important people in the documentary field, like Alex Gibney, and Molly Thompson from A&E will be on one of those panels. Diane Weirman from Participant Productions, Marshall Curry. I mean, just some great documentarians that are in town. Steve James, who made Hoop Dreams, and you can actually listen to them converse about some of the important issues in film today and get involved in that conversation yourself.
Do you have any sense about who is coming to the festival, how many filmmakers and aspiring filmmakers, and how many film lovers? Percentages, any idea?
Well, in terms of special guests, what would you say? 250?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the pool of filmmakers and special guests coming with new content this year, we have about 200 guests.
I would say.
Is that changing? Has that changed much over time, over the past 14 years? I mean, is that roughly the same number of?
I think it continues to grow.
Right.
I mean, I think especially in this economy, we're very fortunate that that filmmakers can join us, that we can afford to be hospitable towards them, and then they can afford to meet us halfway when they need to. It means a lot.
It's interesting that the filmmakers consider this a festival that they want to come to. They feel well taken care of here. A lot of donors' dollars go towards that, and really making them feel appreciated and well taken care of. Our longtime partner Quince Imaging and their projectors also add to that. You know, those theaters that we build have state-of-the-art equipment, so the filmmaker's thrilled at the way the film looks. They're thrilled by the way they're treated, and we're also known as one of the most highly organized festivals. So all that keeps people coming back.
Any sense of how far the word has spread and how many people are coming from out of town and from other countries?
We do have a number of international guests this year. I can't put a particular number on it. But overall in our submission pool, too, I think we're looking at more and more international work. The word is getting out that Full Frame is a great place for documentaries.
I think it's also interesting that one of my key problems last year was figuring out how to get a filmmaker of Sadie's paid in Iran, who was a prize winner. So I think that tells you how far the scope is.
The word has gotten out. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the program today. Deirdre Hodge, who is the executive director of the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival, and Sadie Tillery, the director of programming. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
For more information and a schedule of events, check out fullframefest.org. Coming up next, the silly pants and excellent adventures of Sir Walter Raleigh on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.